A Canadian road trip has given Keokyk First Nation Chief Rhonda Larrabee a sense of optimism about reconciliation. Larrabee was among the officials in attendance at an August 23 press conference at Douglas College, where the province announced funding for a new building that will include student housing and academic space. Larrabee expressed her deepest appreciation and gratitude for the many years that Douglas College has honored and respected First Nations culture. Larrabee told attendees that she and her husband Brian had recently returned from a very exciting, month-long car trip that saw them drive from BC to Ontario and back. "We were touring with the Margaret Sky Project, a band featuring my brother Rod and his wife, Margaret, who had booked several gigs across the country to play their original Indigenous songs," she noted. "It was a very special cultural experience, and we made many new friends along the way." During their travels, Larrabee said she told people about Keokyk First Nation. She also talked to many people about reconciliation. "We were pleased that people across Canada have listened. They've learned and are now understanding our Indigenous history," she said. "I have so much hope that truth and reconciliation is going to happen. It will. So please, keep the conversation alive with your children, your friends, your colleagues, so that all Canadians and Indigenous peoples can live, work and play together in harmony." Margaret Sky Project is comprised of Margaret Gossage and Rod, Little Sky, Bandura, who are sometimes joined by other musicians. The band has released 3 CDs. New Westminster MLA Jennifer Whiteside thanked Larrabee for her efforts. "I want to say to you that I think all of us in the community of New Westminster are so deeply grateful for your guidance, for all of the work and the commitment you have to helping build reconciliation, to helping us learn," she said. "Your contributions and of your family, your nation, to our community are immeasurable." Follow Teresa McManus on Twitter @TeresaMcManus, email tmcmanus@newwestrecord.ca.